In Nepal, security forces went on high alert this morning to avert street clashes in the capital amid a government power struggle which has led to the resignation of the prime minister and a possible collapse of the ruling coalition. John Kelly has this report.
Prime Minister Prachanda from Nepal's Maoist party unleashed the crisis on Sunday by firing Army Chief General Rukmangud Katuwal because of the general's moves to block the enlistment of former Maoist rebels into the military. This firing sparked mass protests and was later rejected by the country's president, Ram Baran Yadav, who hails from the main opposition party. In response, Prime Minister Prachanda announced his resignation from the cabinet. We spoke to Dr. Rabindra Kanal, Professor of Political Science at Trivuvan University, about the effect this crisis may have on the 2006 peace pact that ended the decade-long civil war that pitted the army against the Maoists.
If the other parties don't comply with the Maoist agenda, then they will try to take all the political leaders from the villages and they will start revolting right in the city. So if they really mean what they said, then probably we may have the civil war.
As well as the Prime Minister's resignation, two government parliamentary allies have withdrawn from the ruling coalition to protest against the army chief's dismissal, leaving the Maoists with a thin majority and possibly leading to a confidence vote in the country's first post-monarchy government. I'm John Kelly.